أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, from today, we will be looking at the A to Z of Salah. So today, just a basic introduction. The word Salah comes from the word Sila, which means connection. It can also mean a supplication, or to connect, or to bind together. In essence, Salah connects us to divinity, establishing this personal relationship which energizes the soul. You know, we sort of detach ourselves from the external world and sort of connect to divinity. And the Quran continuously emphasizes the establishing of Salah. It doesn't tell us to pray Salah. It says, establish it in your lives. Our whole days should focus around Salah. So when you're even talking, you're doing something before Salah or after Salah, rather than we normally say before lunch or after lunch, before dinner or after dinner. But if we can work that around Salah, because it's multidimensional, it encompasses the internal and the external, the unseen and the seen. We pray to acknowledge our dependency upon divinity, Allah, our appreciation of Him, our gratitude to the source of all the needs, joys, and achievements of life. See, when we connect to Him and we fill our day with His remembrance, it reminds us we're not alone. There is someone who loves us 70 times more than a mom. And there is that feeling of security and warmth. It's a beautiful story about Prophet Musa. When he asks Allah about his love, and Allah asks him to watch this mom who had a baby who was crying a lot. Mom tried to pacify the baby by nursing the baby, by changing his clothes, by patting the baby, by carrying the baby, but the baby just wouldn't settle. In the end, Mom put the baby down in his cradle and took a little bit of a breather and then went back to the baby. And Prophet Musa is watching all this, and Allah tells him, Musa, I love you more, or I love human beings more, 70 times more than that mom. So Salah, in essence, helps to bring Allah back into our lives, helps us to refocus, puts us back on track to do what is right, to stop doing what is wrong, and to be able to reach our personal best. It becomes a way to become more mindful of He who is limitless, to become God-conscious, which in essence is called taqwa. And you know, taqwa comes from wiqaya, which means to protect. Having taqwa protects us from doing what is wrong, strengthening us to be able to reach our full potential. So as Rumi says, the salah is not ordained for the purpose of making you stand, do ruku, he called it bowing and prostrating all day long. Rather, the purpose is that the spiritual state made visible in the salah should be with you always. It's known as Umududdin, the pillar of religion. And Imam Sadiq says, if there was a stream at the house of any one of you in which he washes himself 5 times a day, will there remain any dirt on your body? The likeness of Salah is the same as the stream. The person who establishes Salah erases his sins. And I'd like to repeat this. There is a major difference between the performing of Salah and establishing Salah. Quran continually says, Aqimis Salah. Establishing Salah, again, is to be able to commit to making it the basis of one's day, ensuring that it's performed as it ought to be. Then it becomes mi'raj al-mu'mineen, the ascension of a believer. And we'll talk about uruj when we come to the word, the letter U. So in essence, salah is regular commitment in observing it, ensuring that the jurisprudence rules are followed, to encourage and motivate others to pray, to pray as much as possible in congregation. And I know these are not times that we can do that a lot, but as much as possible, to pray with attention, enthusiasm and concentration. For a moment, for those 3, 4, 5 minutes, just put your phone away, put everything away, cut yourself off from everything and focus on He to whom we will return, He who will take us to our full potential. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to be of those whose salah is their mi'raj. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim.